What's your subject? Rain stops play.
Gives away. Bit of a giveaway, isn't it?
Rain stops play. No, it's a question mark. No, it's an exclamation mark.
The Dinamo. Question mark. Should have been a question mark.
Yoltsuk Okay, so this is Torrey Way, North West London, Thursday the 10th of October, Yud Aleph Tishri, Harav Yisrael Moshe Guten Tag, Rain Stops Play, the Dinim of Yodu Geshomim. Lirufuas Yosef Dov Ben Chela, and this week's Shiurim was sponsored, Lina Nishmas Chana Bas Reb Avrom HaKohen Olea Shalom.
Good morning everyone, Shkeach for the invitation. I think everyone's feeling the effects of a very special Ne'ilah wherever they were last night. And as Chazal, as the Ramah, Yom Kippurim already tells us, Yel Chumei Chayel El Choyel. We go from one Chayel, and I think everyone probably felt that good Ne'ilah was a source of Chayel for the entire year ahead, Be'ezer Hashem, to the Chayel that Mitzvah Sukkah brings us in the coming days, Be'ezer Hashem. Now, we've all had our eyes for the last couple of weeks very, very carefully appealed on the weather forecasts, and now they're getting a bit more realistic, and we're getting a little bit worried about what Sukkos has got in store for us. And we can only daven that by being oisek in the halachas of Yordu Geshamim, we should be mekayim all the gezeiros that need to be mekayim, and we should be able to sit in our sukkah without that disturbance, the yishuv adas, and enjoy that mitzvah in its ultimate and very special way. By the way, one word of menucha, one word of nechama, I would say. We're told, the Mishnah tells us, it's keshofach rabbi kitoin befanov. What a really uncomfortable thing to happen when we're bringing a special mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sitting in the sukkah for seven full days. Terrible thing. He throws it back in our face. We don't want it. So the Aruch Haner in his halacha sefer Bikuri Yaakov tells us that doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz. So drop of Nechama, we still want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah though, Ketikunai.
Don't tell them Israel
that. Let's start off just with some of the practical aspects throughout Sukkos of what happens if the rain does get involved. What is rain? So, the first thing to note, the first thing worth noting is that we're told that if you come into your sukkah and it's raining, you're pata. We're not going to talk about the first night yet. We'll get there still. Okay, we're going to focus on the rest of the sukkahs. Come into your sukkah, it's raining, you're pata. Because mitzta'el is pata min ha-sukkah. Okay, I'm pata. But maybe I'll go ahead and do it nevertheless. Maybe I should go ahead and do it nevertheless. Is there an inyan in going ahead and doing it nevertheless? So, it's already in the Yerushalmi that you're nikra hedyot. It's the wrong thing to do to go ahead and sit in the sukkah when it's raining. That's Roiv Klal Yisrael's minag is in line with that. The mitzvah potam in a sukkah actually says, and don't go do that mitzvah. Now, what's the hezber in that? Why is it? What's so wrong? So without going all the way to explaining why you're a hedyot, that's just a general rule that if you're an oisek davar, which you're potter from, you're called a hedyot. But why is it that there's no kiyum mitzvah at all? Why isn't there just some form of a kiyum by doing it despite the tsar? If someone would have been in a situation of tremendous tsar yesterday and wouldn't have managed to daven ne'ilah without a tremendous push, no one would have thought of not, you know, maybe even there's an oinus which is part of, with, at some level of tsar. But still, if you push yourself, there's still room to understand that he's doing a tremendous mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan, and, you know, this is a discussion in the Achronim, but the Aruch HaShulchan takes it to a level which is really interesting. He says that mitzta'er, part of minasukkah, is because it becomes at that stage a non-sukkah. You hear that? The sukkah, because of teishlukah and taduru, the cheftza of a mitzvah of sukkah only exists as long as you're able to do it in a way which is comfortable. If it becomes ois comfortable, the sukkah is not a sukkah. That helps us really to understand another aspect of this halacha of mitzta'er, potam min ha-sukkah. What level of tsa'ar is it that it applies and tells me, don't go and do the mitzvah? So we know like this. We follow the rule that if it's a tsar, which Roiv B'nai Adam would consider a tsar, I'm not talking about Geshamim now, let's leave Geshamim for a second, but other types of tsar. If it's a tsar which Roiv B'nai Adam would find tremendously disturbing, it's sufficient of a tsar to be potter. Absolutely subjective, but it's Roiv B'nai Adam, what most people would find it tsar. If you personally find it a tsar, then it's not so simple to call it a tsar. It's only going to be called a tsar if you can categorize yourself as an Istinus, and it's something that many Istinuses would have a tsar from. So you'd have to group yourself into this Istinus category and find that that is a tsar for you. Why are we looking at Roiv B'nai Adam? Why, as you say, isn't it a little bit more subjective? I am mitzta'er. Well, I think maybe with the background of this Aruch HaShulchan, with Aruch HaShulchan giving me a hagdara, that the sukkah is no longer a sukkah, that the sukkah has lost its status in the situation of tzara, maybe it's a bit more easy to understand why we won't look subjectively at the person, but we'll look at Klal Yisrael as a whole. Klal Yisrael as a whole, for them, it's not a sukkah in this situation. Maybe we'll come back a little bit later on to this Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe we'll come back to it a little bit later. It's a bit of a sharp and sort of extreme hagdara that the sukkah is not a sukkah in the time of tzar.
Well, most people
say
dance starter or something.
Sorry? I can't hear.
Stuck. Say dance starter or something.
Non-starter? I don't think so. We'll have to rewind and replay it later to find out what I said. But let's just focus on the fact that Aruch HaShulchan tells me that the reason why he's Nikra Hedyot is because it's not a sukkah. And we're going to maybe try and give another aspect to that a little bit later on. It's not a sukkah. The sukkah is not a sukkah. It's lost its status. It's not a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. Hope that's clearer. We have situations, by the way, where a person is potter from sukkah because his own sukkah isn't usable. Is he mechoyev to go to someone else's sukkah if it's more usable? Give me a very simple example. His own sukkah was built in a way that it's really windy and really uncomfortable. It's not actually raining, but his friend's sukkah is more comfortable, is warmer. Is he mechoyev to go to someone else's sukkah in that situation? So the halacha is that if without Torah, if for him he'd be happy and comfortable sitting in that sukkah, then actually he is mechoyev to go. If there is Torah involved in going to his friend's sukkah, then we say, you're potter.
Why doesn't that apply when somebody goes out of town for the day?
This definitely does apply. The halacha of holchei drachim is a complicated one as to how to. There is a p'tur for holchei drachim. The question in the achronim is, and that the p'tur is based on the fact that you're not told not to leave your house on sukkahs. You're told teishu ka'en to do retreat out of your house, your own house. You would leave, say the rishonim. You would leave your own house without compunctions. Go to that new place, and there it's a toreach to build a sukkah. So avada, that is a level of p'tur. However, there are achronim who question how to apply this. There are achronim who question as to whether you should be putting yourself initially into a situation where you're going to be potter, or maybe there's other reasons why one should avoid the journey in the first place. But there are certainly situations where a person's holchei drachim, for a genuine business, legitimate reason, a cholamoid, legitimate reason, that he would be potter because of the p'tur of holchei drachim. It just needs, it's a bit situation specific. So let's just focus back on this person for whom it's okay and he doesn't mind. It's comfortable for him to go and spend some time in his friend's sukkah. So for him, he should go to his friend's sukkah. What about if it's uncomfortable for him to go to his friend's sukkah? So he shouldn't go to his friend's sukkah. Or he doesn't have to. Is he potter? Is he a hediot if he does go to his friend's sukkah? You know, it's a bit sort of not comfortable to spend some time in your friend's in your friend's house when you could be eating your breakfast in your own sukkah, and you feel a little bit trespassing. Whatever the level of discomfort is, are you a hedyot for pushing yourself to spend time in your friend's sukkah? So here it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that a person who pushes himself in that situation isn't called a hedyot. Yardu Geshomim, when the sukkah for everyone is unusable, is potter. But when there's some reason why from the outside you're a bit uncomfortable with this particular sukkah, you're not chayiv to go to it. But if you go, you're definitely mekayim a mitzvah, and you're not considered to be a hedyot. I want to move on to a couple more halachos relating directly to Yardu Geshomim. So, we have nowadays a very different landscape that should appear in that doesn't really get addressed directly in Shulchan Aruch in terms of how to deal with rain. So personally at home we haven't yet managed to develop a roof for this year, but Be'ezer Hashem will still have to try and find some way of doing so. But for many, many people, the sukkah comes with a very basic appendix called the roof. So by the way, actually, in certain situations, there is a maila, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in sitting in that sukkah with the roof on when it starts raining. Don't leave. Don't leave. If the roof itself is not a plastic roof, but is even plastic, there's what to discuss. If the roof is less than 10 tefachim from the schach, you haven't got a question of shtei schachos. The roof, to some extent, might be schach kosher, and therefore stay in the sukkah with the rain. Don't make a leishay there. Roiv achrayim say it's not a sukkah, but to be mekayim, the mil tachrayim, the Mishnah Berurah already writes, stay right where you are, don't leave.
Not just nice.
No, more than that. There is a level of doubt involved in there's a possibility that your sukkah remains kosher with the roof on. And we try to cover with the roof closed. We close the roof, and some achronim would say that the roof remains kosher.
It's a wooden roof.
Wooden roof, even plastic, there's a prima godin which they use to discuss plastic.
You're saying if it's rainy, even it's better to stay inside?
Better to stay inside the sukkah.
Why is it considered a sukkah?
Because the roof might, if it's considered tzchach kosher, which there's discussion about in achronim, and we, at the back of our minds, we remember that some achronim say it might be tzchach kosher.
Corrugated roof cannot be kosher.
That's what you say, but some of the achronim weren't so sure. There's discussion about it. Metal maybe not, but plastic. There was some discussion about glass. There's mefurish in the Prima Godim. Glass was a discussion that it might be gidulei karka, and even plastic might be gidulei karka. But even plastic remains some level of a suffix. So we say, stay where you are. Don't leave. Stay where you are. One second. I know I'm earthquakes over here. Sorry. Stay where you are. Don't leave. Eat where you are.
Carry on eating. Not
good
to wait.
During the rest of Sukkot, correct. Now, okay, so we all have roofs. At what stage do you close the roof? This is an interesting discussion. How much damage do you need to do to your thick schach and damage to your enjoyment of the rest of Yom Tov in the Sukkah in order to be potter from sukkah? So think about it. Yardu Geshamim, you're potter from sukkah. At what stage? When are you potter with Yardu Geshamim? If the rain is coming in so much that it would disturb your bean dish, which isn't very much, but it's actually coming in, and we don't know necessarily how much rain that is. So therefore we say in Halacha, if you would leave a room in your house which is leaking to that extent, you'd choose to sit in a different area of the house because of a leak of that magnitude. At that point, feel comfortable to say that you're potter from sitting in the sukkah. But Rabbi Yisai, my sukkah might be made of bales of hay, which if I leave it to seep through, I might not sit in the sukkah for the next 3 days. It's going to take 3 days to dry off. But 1 second, let's think to ourselves. At the moment, I'm not yet potter. I'm not a mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, the thick warmth, the warmth provided to me by this bale of hay is also meaning that for the moment, I'm dry. So when do we leave? Are we allowed to leave at that early stage? Or do we say, no, go ahead, ruin your sukkah for this 10 minutes of the rest of your meal that you're planning to have? So the Aruch HaShulchan picks up on this shayla. And it's I think it's one of the only places where it gets discussed by the Poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that from a strict halacha perspective, he would have learnt the sugya and come up with a conclusion that you're mechayev to let the sukkah get ruined. He would have. But this is typical Aruch HaShulchan. Because he says then, v'loi no'agu kein. He's watched carefully what Klal Yisrael do. And he says, he can be made that the minag in Klal Yisrael is that when it's raining significantly, you close the roof. Why? He says. He compares it to the concept involved in saving someone's life on Shabbos, where we talk about mutav shechalel Shabbos achas, v'loi yechalelu Shabbosois harbe. What are we going to do over here? Very nice, I'm going to be machmir and stay in my sukkah for an extra 10 minutes. But now, tomorrow lunch, I'm going to sit and have the whole meal with the roof closed or inside my house because it's still dripping. So the Aruch HaShulchan says we're entitled at that level to make a decision to say, I've got to close the roof now because it's going to get ruined. And obviously there has to be significant rain to really feel that way and to go ahead and say, I'm going to close the roof now in order to save it for later. One new level of interesting point that again, the Aruch HaShulchan, who seems to be the first of the Paschim to really discuss these halachas, at what stage do you close the roof, points out another level of chiddush, which I think we'll all enjoy. What happens if during the meal it starts raining and you leave the sukkah, or you start the meal outside of the sukkah because of the rain? The halacha we all know is that once you've started, you're not mechuyev to go in. What happens during the night? Sleeping, by the way, in a sukkah is much more of a chamur set of halachas. You can't even have a shinas arai outside of the sukkah if you're a sleeper in the sukkah. So someone goes to sleep, lies down in the bed upstairs in their house because it was raining. And then they notice the rain stopped. So the halacha is, you don't need to go back inside. Once you've put yourself in the beginning of the meal or the beginning of the Chol HaMoed afternoon shluf, there's absolutely no chiyuv to go back. Why? Mitztair potam min asukah. Part of the tzar is not just the rain, but the tircha of having to rip yourself up with your family and the tablecloth and the plates and the dishes and the food and it's going to go cold in the middle. That itself is a tzar, which since you've started the meal, you're potter from imposing on yourself. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if your roof is closed but you've stayed in the sukkah, the roof should be opened. That's a tircha ma'at. That's not a tircha gedayla, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's a very important set of das Torah, of the Aruch HaShulchan's hechra'a over here. Opening a roof is a tircha ma'at, and go ahead and do it. And it sounds like he's saying, even in relation to sleep, or at least over there, he says it's a Yirei Shamayim would do that. Yirei Shamayim would put himself through that level of tircha when it is just moving the roof, opening and closing it. That's not what was meant when we said that once you leave in the house, you don't need to move to the sukkah. You're in the sukkah. It's a matter of just opening and closing the roof. Go ahead and do it. Okay, we have 10 minutes, and what I want to cover now is the main sugya of Yoredu Geshomim. Yoredu Geshomim, we've covered as much as we can of the rest of sukkahs. The rest of sukkahs. The real shayla we all want to know about is the first night. Now, we know why Yoredu Geshomim is potter, because mitzair potter min asukkah. Mitztar is potter min asukkah. We said, let's remember what the Aruch HaShulchan said about that for a second. The Aruch HaShulchan was really extreme. His hagdara was that it's not a sukkah when there's geshamim going on. What happens on the first night of sukkahs? Why do we think anything other than if it's raining, rain stops play? What's the difference? So we know that the psukim, which are mechayev us to sit in the sukkah during the rest of sukkahs, are sukkahs teishvu shivas yomim. Teishvu ke'en teduru. That yeshiva in the sukkah has to be like your dior in the house. And if your dior in the house would be uncomfortable for you, you don't do it in the sukkah. That's the rest of sukkahs. What about the first night? Here there's another level of mitzvah to be mekayim. Here we have a gezeirah shavah, which we learn out from the first night of Pesach. Chamisha asar, chamisha asar. The two are compared. And like over there, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. Regardless of whether you're hungry, regardless of whether you maybe in other areas of Simchas Yom Tov, you might be able to say, oh, it's better for me, it's more oinig Yom Tov for me not to eat than to eat. Tesvav Nisan, sorry, absolute chiyuv of matzah, Tesvav. Tishrei, there is an absolute chiyuv of achila in the sukkah. So this Gezeirah Shavah tells us that eating in the sukkah on Leil Tesvav is a chayva. That's the word. The operative word over here is chayva. But what do we learn from this chayva? So I'll tell you one thing that one Mahalach in the Rishonim learns from this chayva. And very much important to realize is that there is a Machlokes Rishonim how to understand this chayva. Whereas the rest of Yom Tov, the rest of Chol HaMoed is just Rishus. On Leil Tesvav, the Achila is chayva. So what does it mean? So you know what one level of one hezba is, and this is the hezba which many Rishonim go with. What they say is, the rest of Yom Tov, in order to make you chayiv besukkah, how much do you need to eat? Just a bit more than a kebetza. As soon as it's more than a kebetza, you're chayiv in sukkah. First night of Yom Tov is different. The first night of Yom Tov, all you need to make you chayiv, and that seems to be the wording of some of the Rishonim, all you need to make you chayiv is a kezayis. Because the Torah told me to go ahead and eat it, like matzah, memela, I'm mechoyev to eat the amount that I'd be mechoyev to eat by matzah, and the amount there is a kezayis, and therefore here, the Lashon HaTorah, therefore here, this amount becomes your kavius. On the rest of Sukkot, you only chayev to eat if there's a kavius. That's the operative, that's the side of the kebetza. Here, since you have to eat the kezayis becomes your kavius, and therefore you're chayev in Sukkah. Other Rishonim say that the yesoid that Chazal meant when they told me that tonight it's chayva was that we suddenly do not apply the halacha of mitzta'er potter min asukah. Let me just ask a shayla for a second. If there's a din that mitzta'er potter min asukah, that means, as we went even further, you're not even doing a mitzvah if you eat when you're mitzvah. You're not even doing a mitzvah if you eat when you're a dugashon. So how can Tesvav, that first night of Sukkot, be any different? You're right, the Torah told me to do it. But what did the Torah mean? Let's use the Aruch HaShulchan's words. Mitzvah partam in a sukkah, and it's not a sukkah even. So what was the Torah telling me to do? Eat in my shed? It's ois sukkah. It's no longer a sukkah. What was the Torah telling me to do, according to those Rishonim who paskan? And by the way, this seems to be the wording of the Ramah, that the main halacha is, that the ikar halacha is, that afilu yahudu geshamim, you are chayav. But what does it mean? You're chayav in what? It's a shed. It's not a sukkah at this moment, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. So this leads me on to another possible hezba in what's going on when it's Yardu Geshamim. You could say that Yardu Geshamim, the sukkah, becomes a non-sukkah. That's one level of hezba. Another hezba you can give is that the yeshiva in the sukkah is not a yeshiva in the sukkah. The sukkah remains untampered with. No one has removed its sukkah status. But yeshiva in the sukkah, where the Torah said, Teishvu ke'en tiduru, it's no longer ke'en tiduru, so it's not a yeshiva in the sukkah. Okay. On Leil Tesvav, there's a different mitzvah that needs to be done. You're right. Yeshiva basukkah can't be done if it's raining. But here I don't have a mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. I have a mitzvah called achila basukkah. It's not the teishvu ke'en tiduru going on over here, the rest of Yom Tov. The reason why you chayv over here is because you've got to do an achila basukkah. Your sukkah remains untampered with by the rain. According to these Rishonim, it would seem. And what we've got to do is go ahead and do something we don't do the rest of Yom Tov. Eat there, even though it's not considered to be a yeshiva basukkah. Now this is very important. Let's... Oh, no, 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 no. I'm pulling the rug from under the Aruch HaShulchan's feet. L'chaira, it's easier to explain that the sukkah remains the sukkah. The sukkah is untampered with. And what's been tampered with here is the din yeshiva basukkah. I can't do basukkah is teishvu shivas yomim if it's raining. But I'm not doing basukkah teishvu shivas yomim. I'm doing teslov, teslov. I'm doing achila basukkah. The sukkah was a good sukkah. What do you say? Not on this night. Not on this night. Here, I have a mitzvah. Here, I have a mitzvah like I have on Leil Pesach. I have a mitzvah's achila. Achilas kedais, much easier to understand the kedais. You have a mitzvah achila, it's not a mitzvah.
What? It's not a sukkah, what's it called?
No. So I think this is a raya, a little bit not like the Aruch HaShulchan Zagdara. This discussion in the Chorin. The Aruch HaShulchan went all the way and said it's not a sukkah when it's raining. We don't need to say that. You could say it's not a yeshiva a sukkah when it's raining. 100%. But the Aruch HaShulchan's yisoid was, because it's hediot. Why are you hediot? Must be because it's not a sukkah. We could just say slightly differently. We could say it's not a yeshiva basukkah. The rest of Yom Tov, that applies. It's not a yeshiva basukkah. And basukkah is teishu shivas yomim. But on Leil Tesvav, where there's a chiyuv achila basukkah, and the sukkah didn't get shepherded with in any way by the rain, so I can go ahead and do my mitzvah achila. Do we make a bracha? Do we make a bracha leishev basukkah if it's raining heavily on the first night of Yom Tov? So reading the Rama, the Prima Godin points this out, the Bikur Yaakov points this out. Reading the Rama, it sounds like he paskens that Yorudu Geshomim, we make Kiddush with Shechiyonu and leishev during the rain. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like from the Rama. And we all know at the back of our minds that we wait. Why do we wait? What do you say? That's the Aruch HaShulchan. But I'm now arguing with that slightly. I told you you had to wait for me. We got there eventually. I think there's room to say that it's not a shed. It's just not a yeshiva basukkah. Now I can go ahead and do an achila basukkah. Now, goes Mishnah Berurah and tells me as follows. Many achronim tell me that you're right. The Rishonim, many of the Rishonim paskened that it is a sukkah. Sorry. That there is a mitzvah, even if you're a Dugshan. But at the back of our minds, we remember that there are Rishonim who argue and say, primarily the Rosh, that in the rain, you're potter on Leil Tesvav, like you're potter the rest of Yom Tov. How can I make a bracha? That's the reason why we're going to wait. Because in the situation of a Machlokas Rishonim, you're right. If you'd go ahead and eat there, you would be yotzei the mitzvah, because Rav Paskim and the Ramah Paskind, that we do make a bracha, even when it's raining. And we do sit in the sukkah on Leil Tesvav, even when it's raining. But to be chayshash, at the back of our minds, to those important Rishonim who said you are not, that's why we're going to wait. And that's where what comes in over here is the Mishnah Berurah's important hachra of Simchas Yom Tov. If you've got to a stage where you've waited an hour, 2 hours, or possibly even less, and what's being undermined over here is the family's entire Simchas Yom Tov. People, the kids are getting crabby. It's impossible. How long can you wait? Al zeh nemar, that the Ramah's main psak halacha was that Yorudu Geshomim on Leil Tesvav, you do fulfill the mitzvah by eating your kazayas in the sukkah.
You How long do you wait?
Piece of string. No, so there is again. Read, you have to read the Mishnah Berurah carefully. There is room to wait all the way till Chatzos. I think for most people, the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah that if it's going to undermine the Simchas Yom Tov, you wait up to an hour or two. That's his wording. More than that, we're getting into a zone where it's really problematic for your Simchas Yom Tov, and therefore we can rely on the Ikka Halacha that even when it's Yardu Geshamim, you can still make a Leishay Vasukah. Let me add one final point, if I'm allowed to. How badly over time am I? 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes is okay? So I'm going to do that. If I have to stop, tell me. And we're going to add the following. It stops raining. I decided to eat in my sukkah in the rain and didn't make a bracha. Okay? What happens later on in the evening?
It stops raining.
Make a bracha and eat some more. How much do you need to eat? No. No. You've got to make a kebetza. You're right. Earlier in the evening, if your first kazayas is eaten with a fresh sukkah, I haven't eaten in the sukkah yet at all, you're going to make a bracha on a kazayas because we're doing the mitzvah of achila v'sukkah l'chol adeyos. No, you haven't yet eaten in the sukkah. It's not raining. You're eating. You're going to make a kazayas. You eat a kazayas and make a bracha on a kazayas. But if you've eaten already without a bracha at the beginning of the evening, let's say you did that. You ate at the beginning of the evening without a bracha. Later on, the rain stopped. Oh, now I can make a bracha. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiga. You've got to think like this. According to some Rishonim, we've done your achila basukah already. And therefore you can't make a bracha anymore on the achila basukah. Only the achila basukah gets a kazayas. If I want to go ahead now and make a bracha, it's going to be, I've got to, at the back of my mind, realize that according to some Rishonim, it's only with teshvu. It's only with yeshiva basukah. For that, I'm going to have a kebetza. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiga, if the beginning of the evening you ate in the sukkah without a bracha, you would have got away. You ate a kazayas, you've been yotza your mitzvah. At that stage, according to some Rishonim, later on, if you eat again, able to make a bracha later, what are you going to do? Have to eat a kebetza. Shkayach. What do you say?
It's later, you have to eat
meat. No, just lechem.
Did you make a kiddush?
Did you make a leishev again, though? Did you make a leishev again?
Shkayach. Why can't I
make it for so
long? Why can't I start outside?
You made a leishev.
Yeah.
Because the sun is shining, it's chayav.
It's chayav. On what? On the shiva or achila? How can you...